I'll now hand over to Frances, who has all the football stories.
On Wednesday, Norwich City finally avoided defeat for the first time in seven games, with a 1-1 draw at Sheffield. There has been a lot of controversy over the club's leadership. The owner insisted he had no plans to sack the head coach, but furious fans staged angry protests against the board. Meanwhile, the proposals to shake up the seating at Carrow Road have been paused. There was better football news from a group run by Age Norfolk called Still on the Ball. Phil will start with news from the Sheffield Hillsborough ground.
Norwich City's run without a championship win was stretched to 10 games as they were held by bottom club Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough. Barry Bannan's scorching opener piled more pressure on Canaries boss Liam Manning. Norwich had goalkeeper Vladan Kovacevic to thank for their first championship point since September, with the Serbian denying Svante Ingelsson and Jamal Lowe after they were sent racing through on goal in the second half. The result leaves Norwich inside the Championship's relegation zone, 4 points behind Oxford United. City returned to Carrow Road on Saturday, hoping to put a stop to their dismal start at home and face out-of-form Leicester, hoping for a change of narrative in front of their supporters.
Owner Mark Attanasio insists Norwich City have no plans to sack under fire head coach Liam Manning despite a dismal start to the Championship campaign. "I know that is the number one topic," said Attanasio, who flew into Norfolk for talks with club executives amid their struggles. "The answer is no. There are no plans to sack Liam. We hired Lehman because of his record as an English football coach. We think that was maybe lacking last year. Also, it's a challenge for us with all the players that we're bringing in. So having someone who is steeped in English football and has succeeded everywhere was important. I tried to take some lessons, not only from professional baseball, but also from money management. If we have an investor who is a really good investor for years, but they have a bad quarter or two, we don't sack them. He has coached over 250 professional games with success everywhere that he has gone. He is, without doubt, failing right now," Attanasio said on BBC Radio Norfolk. "I had dinner with Liam and the coaches last night. I had 45 minutes with him in his office today. He is completely committed and more determined to succeed, so we're going to give him some time to succeed."
Norwich supporters stage angry protests against the running of the club that includes attempts to storm the director's entrance. Fans' fury saw demonstrations and chants of "sack the board" and "we want our Norwich back" after the Canaries slumped to a sixth straight defeat, leaving them second from bottom in the Championship. Police and security staff attempted to prevent disgruntled fans surging towards the entrance after they pushed over barriers and let off green and yellow smoke flares. There were chants of "show your face" from the home faithful in relation to sporting director Ben Napper. The 2-0 defeat at Hull also saw demands for the sacking of beleaguered head coach Liam Manning. 2 hours after full time, some fans remained outside Carrow Road. "We just want to be heard," they demanded. Demonstrations had been expected over both the clubs on pitch form and controversial plans to move 3,000 home fans to accommodate away supporters. A decision by the club to shelve the stadium plans for the time being failed to stop the growing unrest. Before kick-off, a hardcore of about 50 supporters chanted and hung a banner demanding action on a fence outside the ground. The match was briefly held up when some home fans threw a handful of tennis balls onto the pitch, organised by the 1902 fan group.
Hugely controversial plans for a major shake-up at Carrow Road are facing official objections from angry supporters. Several people have written to Norwich City Council to oppose the club's proposal to revamp the River End Stand, saying it will harm the cultural heritage and atmosphere inside the stadium. Canaries bosses had wanted to evict season ticket holders from the lower tier of the River End so they could move away supporters to that area to allow for more corporate seating in the south stand and the and the creation of a fan zone behind the Barclay. The scheme sparked an angry reaction from supporters, who were particularly incensed at the lack of any consultation and the unveiling of the plans at a time when the team are in freefall. During a visit to the UK last week, club owner Mark Attanasio announced he had paused the regeneration bid amid the growing fan rebellion, although the application remains live on Norwich City Council's website.
A football reminiscence group supporting people living with dementia is celebrating 10 years of shared memories, connection and community. Still on the Ball, run by Age UK Norwich, brings football fans together through conversation, photos and memorabilia, helping to spark memories and recreate camaraderie of the terraces in a supportive setting. Inspired by a similar initiative in Aberdeen, the group was launched in 2015 by Gina Brown, who believed in the power of football to rekindle memories. She partnered with Age UK Norwich to establish the group in Norfolk, naming it Still on the Ball in tribute to the Norwich City anthem. Katie Omer, Health and Community Outreach Officer at Age UK Norwich, said, "Still on the Ball is about so much more than football. It's about belonging, laughter and giving people the confidence to share their stories again. We're incredibly proud to celebrate 10 years of friendship and community." The group meets monthly at Carrow Road, where participants are encouraged to reminisce about matches, players and personal experiences.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Frances Pearce and Phil Harrison. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news and a second feature.